Well, it's the week before Thanksgiving, so we're going to do something a little bit different. If you want to be seated, I want to pass this mic around and have everybody just give something that they're thankful for. Because, you know, faith, and you don't have to. If you don't want to, you know, you're not being forced. But if you want to, I encourage you just to say something that you're thankful about, personally. And we're going to start over here, and I'll get to you.
That's not fair. I'm thankful for my mom's life. Yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking about the holidays, but, you know, the bottom line is her life was spared, and we have her. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Don't get me started. There's a lot. There's a lot to be thankful for. Family, first of all, and you guys are family, too. You're in that. I'm thankful my son is coming home on Saturday for a week, so he'll be here Sunday, and I am so thankful for what God's doing in his life, because he's had some struggles. He'll tell you someday, he's had some struggles, but yeah, but God.
Wow, I have a lot to be thankful for, like Maria. Don't get me started. Well, since my daughter's not here, I'm so thankful that my daughter's home. A lot of you know the story and the whole testimony. What God is doing is just, sometimes I'm still pinch myself like, wow, God, he just brought her just one miracle after another, one miracle in her life, financial, keeping her out of prison. I mean, there's just the testimonies and what God has done is just a miracle. So I know God has amazing things for her and my sons. I'm proud. I just love my children. I love you guys. You're my family. We're so thrilled to be here. Thankful for all of you. You all have a special place in our hearts. We're all different. And, you know, can I just be very vulnerable right now? You know, we all have struggles, and we all maybe grade each other once in a while. But I can say from the depths of my heart that I truly have the love of God towards each one of you. It's just, it's him, because I know that he has plans for this church, for our lives, for each one of you, and your stories, and your families, and your miracles that you're still waiting. I'm sorry, I'm preaching now. The miracles and the things that you guys are believing for, it's going to happen in this place, and we get to see that. We get to be a part of it, and you get to be part of our children and our grandchildren, and oh, it's just amazing. I'm so happy. I love you.
Jeannie, make me cry. I'm so thankful for my family and my family here. The unconditional love that you feel. I'm so thankful that my kids, my grandkids, my son-in-law, all following the Lord now. And, you know, that was a miracle in itself with my son. And here I have a grandson going to school to be a pastor and is getting married on Saturday to a beautiful Christian young lady who loves the Lord too. And I told Stacy, I said, oh, I'm going to be a great grandma someday. But, you know, and I thank God for this lady next to me who's adopted me, that loves me no matter what. And I'm so thankful for my husband. 51 years we've been together and still love each other most days. And I'm thankful that I can share the love of Jesus to the kids that I work with. I'm in a place working in a Christian school where, hey, if the kids want to pray, we can do that. If they want to share testimony, we can do that. And I'm praying for the children that I have that are really struggling to read. And they're coming, they're getting their baby steps, but they're getting along. They're coming along. So I just thank you, and I thank God for putting me on a school board to be a witness to the community and to the children that I work with at the school, and knowing that there's a Christian on the board that cares about them and prays for them. And I'm praying for Christians to run this next year.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I'm very thankful that I can still get out of bed in the morning. And that I can still live by myself in my home. And I don't like to feel repetitious, but man, my family is just, I'm just so blessed. I'm just so blessed with my family. We have 45 members now in our little family. And one of them, one grandson-in-law, did not believe in the Lord. Otherwise, all the rest of them are saved, and most of them are all filled with the Spirit. The babies are all being raised in those homes. But the neatest thing is that this one has come to the Lord, and he's now taking his family. They have four little children, and he's taking them to church and playing Christian music in their home. And we've been praying for him for 10 years. And thank you, Jesus. And our family's expanding. Next year, we get two more coming. And so I'm just thankful for what God is doing. And this family here, I just thank you all. I just feel so much love coming in here. And I've always felt like people loved me because I was with my husband. He was always the beloved. And I never felt loved as me. And I feel that so much in this church and in this family. And I'm just so grateful for all of you. Thank you for being there for me.
Well, my wife took 25 minutes the other day, so. I just want to thank God right now for my older three children's salvation. Thank you, Lord. I know you're working wonders in their lives, and you're working mightily in their lives. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. And thank God for this wonderful, unadulterated word of God that is preached here today and has been for the whole time I've been here. The teachings and just the wonderful love through everything. We couldn't have done it without you guys.
I'm thankful for one thing. God loves me.
Yes. I'm so thankful for precious Jesus, precious Papa God, precious Holy Spirit. So, so thankful. Thankful for Chad and Gina, for our leaders. So thankful for this church. I thank God every day for Chad and Gina and for this church and for my church family. This place, God is just blessed and is going to bless more and more and more. Going to bless this place. It's going to be incredible. And I'm just so glad to be a part of it. I feel like I was born for such a time as this. And God has placed John and me right in the center of his will. And I just have to say that, you know, regardless of what's going on in America and in the world, I'm just absolutely having the time of my life. And I'm kind of redirecting my efforts now. I'm getting away from politics more, politics per se. And I go every Tuesday night to the prayer meeting at Prescott High School. And we have a wonderful group there, and they provide pizza every Thursday for the students. So there's about last week there were 220 students who were coming to Prescott High. And so we are just taking back a territory that the enemy has stolen. And just so thrilled to have prayer meetings now at Chino High.
And it's just going to spread from here. It's just absolutely going to spread. And John and I are so happy to be a part of it. And I am so happy for my wonderful Christian husband. Amen.
I am thankful for being able to worship God free will. There's so many people out there that don't get that availability. I am very thankful for my children, because a lot of you don't know my testimony, but I have a really crazy testimony. But before I had my kids, I was lost, and I struggled, bad influences. I was doing bad things and just wasn't living the right way. And when I had my kids, I turned into a better person, and I became a parent, and it made me grow up. And there's times that I had struggled with depression, and I struggled with suicide, and my kids kept me together. They put the glue to me, and I'm so thankful now, because they have now seen the love that I have for God, and they want that, their hunger for that too. And I'm so grateful that they are now coming to Christ, and they're going to get baptized now. So that's so amazing. And I'm so grateful for this church, because I've met so many amazing people, and you guys have grown me into and molded me, not just the Lord, but you guys have taught me and molded my heart too. And it's so awesome to come here and see all your guys' smile and all the love that you have for God. And it's so amazing, and I'm so blessed, and I thank you so much. And I'm thankful for God, because he's turned my life around so much that there is no other God like him.
She gets to give it to me if she knows I'm long-winded. No. Yeah, I'm thankful for Pastor Chad and my Pastor Gina, too. I so appreciate them, and they're doing a good work here, and I appreciate them. And for my wife, I appreciate her for sure. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. There was something I wanted to say, but I can't remember now what it was. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, I just praise you for all the people here that prayed for me, and when I'm some pretty sick guy, you know, and I'm still getting better every day, and I just thank you for that, Lord. And for each one of you guys, in Jesus' name.
I just want to say, look what the Lord has done. Those are my kids that were just talking. And I want to honor my daughter. I remember a time, I just want to say this, how thankful I am. When them two little girls would sit at the table, and Gina was raising them at this time, I got to say this. And I would go home and cry, because they were so sweet. Chad, they would sit there with their little hands, and Grandma would come and feed them. What a wonderful daughter I have. And I would look at her and I'd say, strengthen her. And them little girls would just sit and wait till Gina would put the food in front of them. That touched my heart so much. And I kept thinking, this is all going to change one of these days. And I'll say it again, look what the Lord has done, my beautiful granddaughter. My grandson is in ministry. You know, that's so wonderful. And just today, Darlene and I were talking about the love that permeates in this church. I've been saved 50 years, and I've never sat in a church that has real, true love. And the word family is real in this place. I just want to thank the Lord for all of that. And, you know, when you're in your 80s, and Darlene and I were talking, and you can say the love that flows in this church is so important. And it is, it's not no phony thing, it's the real thing. And I honor God and bless him for that. And I thank him that I'm a part of the body of Christ. I just thank the Lord.
Dear Father God, I am so grateful and for your love and the ability to come to this church and learn more about your love. Thank you, dear Lord. I'm so grateful to even be here. I actually shouldn't be here, but I've actually been saved so many times. And I appreciate it, dear Lord, and I thank you. And I pray to you every day that our country will go forward with your love and in your name. And I pray for the country of Israel to find you. To find you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen.
Oh, Lord, I'm thankful for my wife. Lord, thank you for a godly wife that's so forgiving. Lord God, when I mess up and mess up again, Lord, thank you that just like yours, Lord, her mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, thank you for my boys, all saved and baptized. Thank you so much, Lord, for what you're going to do. You're making mighty men of God out of them, Lord. And I can't wait to see what you have for them in the future, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for prosperity in my business, Lord. Thank you that you've just put it together like I couldn't even thought of how I could serve folks and use my evangelism gifts, Lord God, wherever I'm at. Lord God, every day you make divine appointments for me, and I just thank you so much that I'm able to participate in your kingdom, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
I'm thankful for God that he loves me. I'm thankful for this church family who accepts me and loves me and is always there for me. I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you, God.
Well, I wasn't too thrilled to come here 3 years ago. I lived 22 years in the same place. But when my husband passed away, my daughter wanted me closer. And I'm so thankful because I love this church and I love my family, and it's wonderful to be near them. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it is.
I'm thankful for family and everything God created.
Short and sweet, huh?
Well, I'm thankful for this church, and been coming about 13 years. And thankful for Chad. I remember the first time I met him. If somebody had whispered in my ear and said, he's going to be preacher, he's going to be a preacher someday, I would have never believed it. So, with God, all things are possible. Yeah, for all of us. So, I just thank you so much. I thank you so much for my wife. She is a sweetheart, and I love her.
Some days. Yes, of course. It's the truth. I'm thankful to the Lord, certainly, for this church, for the friends and support group I have here. I'm thankful for my health. And I'm just amazed every day that I can get up and walk and do almost all the things I'd like to do. I'm very thankful that my grandson, who is deployed and in Kuwait right now, will be home in a month, and that he will meet his healthy six-month-old son at that time. That's the one we prayed for over a year ago. So I'm very thankful for that, and thankful for my family who are interested in God. Some are more interested in than others. Some are saved, some are not. Most of them have been baptized but are not walking with the Lord right now, so we're praying and just believing that God is going to, he's going to show himself and show his love in a way that they can hear it, I guess, to open their hearts. So I appreciate that.
Well, I'm very thankful to God, my Father, who loves me so unconditionally and brought himself to this earth. We went to go see that movie, that musical, Back to Bethlehem, or Journey to Bethlehem. And the last part of it, where Jesus was being born, made you cry. It was so astounding. Because we really don't realize what happened back then and how important it was and just the immensity of it, of his birth, and how the angels came down and glorified him and all those around him and the three kings and how they came. I just thank him. He has such mercy and grace for us and giving us the Holy Spirit to help us in this life. Thank you for my family. And like Olive said, some are saved, some aren't. Some are not walking right, but we continue to pray for them. And I'm so thankful that Holy Spirit knows and moves and nudges. And I'm thankful that I'm getting a third and fourth great granddaughters in March and April. So that'd be four of them. So, and I'm thankful for this family. And as you said, family means, family church means family. And that's what we are. And I'm so thankful for everybody. And God's love just overflows. And we can't help but reach out to somebody else with it.
Well, I'm grateful for the love of my wonderful wife, my family, my church family. I'm grateful for God's love for this nation. I know he's working in it. You know, sometimes it's hard to see, but I know he's there. He's always there. And we'll come out on the other side much better. Thank you, Lord.
There's two things that stand out in my mind as far as my thankfulness. One is my salvation and the love that the Lord has for me, and the other is my husband.
John Corbett. Can't forget John, he's hiding back here. The last shall be first.
I'm thankful for my precious wife who stands with me in prayer and through trouble and trial and feast and famine. I'm thankful for the grace that wakes up with me every single morning and stays with me and never leaves me. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. Amen.
Everybody? Mr. Nanky, you're last.
Doesn't that make your heart feel good? And then you find out a little bit something about each individual just by hearing their voice and the things that are thankful for. And for me, I just want to say, because when I on the way to church here, I just am praying for this service, being next Thursday, week from tomorrow, Thanksgiving. I am thankful for this church. I'm thankful for my in-laws. I want to say I've known my in-laws for over 36 years because I've been married for 36 years, and I can just tell you this. I won't get into a lot, but they had to really pray for me. That's all I'll say. Oh yeah. Yeah, so sometimes faith, and I'm going to say about Thanksgiving. So I want to say about my in-laws. I believe that me and my wife are where we're at here because of the prayers of my in-laws and my prayers of a grandmother I have that went on before me. But definitely for consistent prayer, not giving up. Faith. Let me just say this: faith and prayer. And we'll talk about Thanksgiving. I just want to say a few things about Thanksgiving. And that's wonderful, is praying and not giving up, man. It's not always easy, is it? But if we won't give up on it, right? I'm telling you, there's a results there. And not only is there results there, there's powerful results there. There's powerful results there. If we don't give up, think of the different things that you're praying for. And let me just say, because of these scriptures, and I had to say these things about Thanksgiving, because really the gasoline for faith is Thanksgiving. It really is. A thankful heart. Being thankful. Being thankful regardless of what you see. Amen. Being thankful regardless of how you feel. Those things. Being thankful. And it is a thing of a maturity thing, and training ourselves as we become mature in the Lord, as we become thankful for those things, what He's done for us, what He has done for us, what He is doing, and what He will do for us. As we train ourselves in doing that, I'm telling you, it brings a peace that settles over our lives, so those things don't have these bumps of emotions, right? We're steadied, we go forward in faith because of this gasoline called thankfulness. I remember a few years ago, I had spoke a message about a hinge. I don't know if you guys remember, but I brought a hinge in, a door hinge. And see, you have that faith that's on, that is the hinge, the door is on, but it's that the swinging mechanism is thankfulness. And so that thankfulness is what swings those things. It'll swing those things open. Amen. Thankfulness is the things that'll keep us believing in those things. I give an example, like the school at Prescott High School praying for 8 years for Prescott High School. And then also been praying for 8 years that there'd be some schools that would have prayer meetings, and praying that also there'd be some teachers that would be a part of the prayer meetings. And although Prescott High School has not seen teachers become part of the prayer meeting, we off the bat at Chino High School have seen 4 teachers be a part of that. And so what was the prayer group at Prescott doing? They were rejoicing, because they said, we feel like that's an answer to prayer, even though we haven't seen it yet as far as teachers being there. We see that you have, right off the bat. So they were thankful, knowing that God's going to still answer that prayer. And so they were thankful. Man, I'm thankful for each one of you. Let me just say from my heart, I've been at this church for 15 years, right? And some of you have been here longer, I believe. I mean, who's been? It doesn't matter. My point being is I was mom and dad, yeah, and a couple others here as well. But my point is knowing you for that long, still going to church together, still loving one another. Can we say that? Still forgiving one another, and I thank you for your prayers for me. Because sometimes there is a wait, because you'll have a lot of people come to you, many, many don't realize it, they'll want you to do this or don't do that. And believe me, it's a wait, because I want to be a good pastor. I want to please people, but I realize I've got to do what the Lord wants me to do. Amen. I'm always open to hear people's suggestions or what they think. But if you think you've got one suggestion, you're doing too much of this. You're not doing enough of this. You need to start doing that. You need to quit doing that. And then you realize, say, Lord, I've got to allow you to lead me. So I thank you for praying for me. Prayers are what are going to help gird me up as a pastor and my wife. It's important. Amen. So my goal in being thankful for you is that everything that God has for you would come about, whatever that is, giving into ministries, praying and seeing the results. Amen. There's people that have a ministry of intercession prayer. and they are effectual. How many individuals will we meet in heaven that are going to be honored greatly by the Lord Jesus Christ that we never did know why? We didn't know why while they were on earth, but they were in prayer closets praying for you and I. Amen? So I'm thankful for thankful for that. Thankful for my in-laws. I want to read a couple of scriptures, and it's in 1 Thessalonians, if you allow me, so we can say we cracked the Bible together. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice always. This is in the ESV. It's rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Have you found yourselves, you know, obviously if you're talking on the phone, doing business, day-to-day activities, you can't always just be praying. But have you found yourself in the age and the day that we live in that you're praying more than ever? Without even maybe realizing it, you could be praying under your breath, whether it's praying in the Spirit or if it's just singing a song to the Lord, or you know, or your heart and mind upon the things of God, upon God. Have you noticed that that has increased in your life? Amen. That's because of the day and the age that we live in. It's a requirement, as we've seen kind of some darkness try to envelop the world, envelop this nation. You can feel it. This darkness would like to come like a blanket over us. Did you know that? And that prayer and worshiping Him is the thing that makes us realize, hey, man, you're my light, Lord. You're my strength. You're my ability. I was thinking of a missionary gal that went to India, and because there's areas in the world that are much darker than here, did you realize that? And when she went to India, she said she just had to spend the first 3 days in her room praying and worshiping the Lord, and was fasting because there was just like this heavy blanket. And after ministering to the Lord for that time frame of 3 days, all of a sudden, it's something just lifted off of her, and she was able to walk in the strength and the ability and that lightness, you know what I mean, of freedom. It's the same thing in Bangkok, Thailand, where I know some Dana Metcalf and Bridget Metcalf, such great darkness, amen, like a blanket, where there's like 1% Christians, so they'll worship and praise Him constantly. It's just part of what they do. And see, for you and I today, as we see darkness trying to come envelop this nation, amen, with lies, demonic lies, one of those things I find myself is just worshiping and praising Him, praying for you, praying for your families, praying for my family, saying, Lord, thank you, amen, that though gross darkness covers this earth, your light shall arise and shine on you and I. And the glory of the Lord, amen. And if it goes on, if you read about that, it goes on. It promises the return of our children. Amen. Regardless of where they are. They're coming from the north, coming from the south, coming from the east, coming from the west. Do you believe that? Amen. You know, what I preach, I want to say what I appreciate about you, Mike, your heart, your humility towards the Lord. I appreciate that about you. I always have. That's what has enveloped your heart as far as this grace and message and the love of God and the power of God in your life. This hunger for the things of God has come because you've had a teachable heart. And I just feel like the Lord's saying, continue down that road of being humble and teachable, and He is with you. He is still with you. Do not allow the enemy to lie to you in any way, shape, or form. You know this. You belong to Him, but the Lord loves your heart. For surely the Lord opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. The Lord loves your heart posture. Amen. He loves your heart posture. A posture where teachable. It's not easy to be teachable, amen. As you get older, amen. Especially by any younger whippersnappers. It's like that with Gina, me being friends with Ben and Kara. Well, they're younger than us, but they are over us in the Lord. That's how we consider it. Why? Because they've been doing this much longer. Amen. They're anointing in what they carry. And that's okay. because that means what they have, I'm going to have. Amen. Because the Lord's going to give that to me because we're going to receive that in humility. Rejoice always, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Did you hear that? Give thanks in all circumstances. Amen and amen. Let me encourage you as we come into the holiday seasons to be thankful in all circumstances. I've got circumstances I don't want to be thankful for. Amen. I want to grumble about them. I want to complain about them. I want to complain to others about them. But I want to have that heart attitude to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thank you for your will. What's your will, Lord? Being thankful in all circumstances. That's the will of God in Christ Jesus. And then it says, do not quench the Spirit. Did you hear that? It says, do not quench the Spirit. And then it says, do not despise prophecies. Prophetic words, the moving of the Holy Spirit, how that can look in this generation, I don't know yet. The Lord will reveal that, won't he? Amen. I want to be a part of how he's going to move in this generation, in this church. I don't want to quench the Spirit. Would you be praying for me that this body would not quench the Spirit? Whatever that looks like. The first thing we do to not quench the Spirit is continuing loving. Amen? Continuing to love others, regardless of what they look like. Amen? Regardless of their outer appearance or their attitudes, that we would not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Amen. And then it says, abstain from every form of evil. We're in a day and an age where there's no good or evil, right? Or what's evil is good and what's good is evil. So for you and I, amen, I stand in our life by the power of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, abstaining from evil. You know, sometimes we just think of the big dozen dirty as far as sins, right? You can think of the big ones. But abstaining from evil is our mouth towards one another. Grumbling or complaining. Amen. So it's not always just the dirty dozen, I like to call them. It can just be even what's coming out of our mouth, grumbling, complaining. Amen. Abstain from every form of evil. It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. Did you know you're born again? You got a brand new spirit. You have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. His Holy Spirit lives in you. It says you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. We have the sanctification that we are born again, righteous 100% in his sight. And then we have the other part that he's talking about here, that sanctification means we're growing in him. Amen. As this, the mind, the will, and the emotions are learning, amen, as we're growing in him. Does that make sense? Amen. So that sanctification. And you know, there's a third part of a sanctification. Guess what? That's when he comes and gets us and we have a brand new body. The sanctification is complete. Over. Thank you. Brand new body. Amen. It says we don't know what we're going to look like, but we're going to be like him. Sanctified fully unto salvation. Sanctified unto growth for purpose. And then sanctified when he calls us home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we'll close here. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. And so with that, Father, we thank you. We love you with thankful hearts. We praise you and we exalt you this evening. Thank you for family church. Thank you for family church. Father, thank you for knitting our hearts together. Thank you for knitting our hearts together. Lord, even show us even more what it is to love one another. Lord, show us that by your Holy Spirit. Lord, show us what it is to be vulnerable with one another. Father, show us what it is to truly, truly love one another by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I think of that scripture again that says, they'll know you're my disciples by your love for one another. Lord, may this be a church that walks in that fully. understands that, displays it, and brings others to experience that. With that, we praise you, we thank you, and we love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Love you.